Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Yud Ches. And just read the Mishnah relating to all of the Minim and the number of the Minim of Rabbi Yishmael. We're on Tezlein of Abayis towards the bottom in the Oz V'Hadar. So we spoke about how many of the Dalan Minim does one need. Again, everybody quotes that it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. The Moni mitzvahs do not count separate mitzvahs for the Dalan Minim. L'kachtam L'chambayam Arishan, we have the list. But the Mishnah seems to have a machlokas about how many. Rabbi Yishmael says 3, 2, 1, and 1, like we have. And he quotes, though, you could have a couple of ketumim regarding the Hadassah. Rabbi Tarfin says even all of them could be ketumim. Rabbi Kiva says one of each. Could you be Mosif? So we saw there's a controversy in the Rambam. Does the Rambam say that you can have more, not have more? Hadassim, Aravos, both. So there's a lot there, which we didn't go through, but look in the Rambam, look in the Nosei Kalim, who quoted Tshuva of the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, after the dust settles, the Shulchan Aruch says, at the end of Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Lo Yitol Yoser Mi Lulav Echad V'Esrog Echad. No more than one Lulav or one Esrog. Aval Ba'arava V'Hadas Mosif Ba'Kol Masha Yirtze. But the other two, you can take as many as you want. See the Baragola here? Tshuvas HaRambam B'Sof Yamav. V'chazer imasha kazav b'chiburo, right? The Tshuvas HaRambam that he was chozer from when he wrote, but that's the first day. The yesh misha posel, and some say l'haniach hadas shote balulav nosav al shlosh abadim avo. Some say you can't put a inappropriate hadas. Let's say we'll get to that. The yesh batirin v'hamedaktakim einam osim al shtei aravos al shlosh hadasim avos. The medaktakim aren't mosif on the two aravos and three appropriate avos hadasim. Look in the bira halacha. He nishtei aravos who efshar k'dei latzei sidas harambam shemitchilo hayadai to le'asar bazeh. Why did it say two aravos? Because the Rambam originally thought that you can't take more than two aravos. So that's why he says two. Ava b'hadasim gam hu modeh ba'al hatir. But even the Rambam, before he was chozer bo, said you're allowed to take as many hadasim as you want. So why does it say in the medaktikim are only mosif two aravos and three hadasim? Maybe it's secret Kabbalistic. I am Belavush. Upashit to Chehechid Yeshlo Ksas Safik al Ezebad Shal Hadas Va'arava, O Sharoasha Aleim Rachim Ma'od Va'alum Lipo Ma'od Aleim, Bofenze Pashut Yuchalos if Kamashirza. If you're not sure about the Kashrus, Ve'ilum Medaktik Ledaktik Bazet. That's not something to be medaktik about, but that is the. Just the number, the minhag of most is just to take 3, 2, 1, and 1, like Rabbi Shmuel says. So where does Rabbi Shmuel get this from? How does he know three hadasim? Because the Mishnah says, it says, anaf, eitz, avos. Three words, three hadasim. That is his source. And now the Gemara asks where we are up to. Rabbi Babar Mamo, Ba Kumi Rabbi Imi. You're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel goes by how many words? So, kemad Rabbi Shmuel mar bevahadas, just like he says three hadasim, because it's three words by hadas, yar bevishar kalaminim. Why doesn't he mar by the other meaning? Right? Kapos tamarim. It's two words. Have two lulavs. Pre eitz hadar. Have three esrogim. Right? Just be marbi if it's all going on the words. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, Mizbar at Savar al Rabbi Shmuel katum hadar. There are two ways on this here, Rabbi Shmuel, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. When he says that two of the hadasim could be chopped off on top. Shtaim ketumim vecha she'eno katum. Is he really saying that really, even if it's not katum, it's hadar. And really you need three. And all three could be ketumim, but have one just, to make it nice. Or no, fundamentally, Rabbi Yishmael holds all you need is one. And that's why you need one that's not katum. You have two others just to be mosif to have it, surrounded by others. So Gemara says, Amalei, Misbarat Savar, Rabbi Shmuel, Katam Hadar, do you think that Rabbi Shmuel really holds Katam is Hadar, and really you need three? Really you need three, and it's just that Katam is still Hadar? Is that what? And the non-Katam is really a Chumrah? No. Vataninan, Rabbi Tarf, in the language of the Mishnah, what did it say? Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Afilu Shloshan Ketumim. Rabbi Tarfin says, even all three could be Katam. So this line has come up in the Yerushalmi before. Les Barnash Amar Afilu. Nobody talks and says even Elodehu Moda Al Kanaisa, unless the first opinion is saying A, and then the second opinion is saying A and B, right? So Rabbi Yishmael argues. Rabbi Yishmael is Pasul's Ketumim. Rabbi Tarfa comes along and says, no, you can have Ketumim. Meaning, Rabbi Yishmael really fundamentally holds one is all you need. One is all you need. And that one is not allowed to be katam because it's not hadar. But the other two are just to be mosif. So you can't ask a kasha of Rabbi Yishmael should be marbet. Maker Adin doesn't really need three. He really needs one. Right? So don't ask the question of he should have three and more minim because that is not the basis of his shita. Rabbi Chagai, a similar question. Rabbi Chagai, by Kum Rabbi Yossi, Ma Ba Rabbi Tarfon Lahosev Adir Rabbi Yishmael. What was Rabbi Tarfon, who says all three could be ketumim? What does he mean, Mosev and Rabbi Yishmael? Amar Le, Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Savar Katam Hador. Rabbi Tarfon Savar Katam Hador. Rabbi Yishmael maybe does not hold that Katam is Hador. Right? And that's why he needs one at least that is not. Fundamentally, he needs one, and that can't be Hador. That can't be cut off because it's not hadar. Rabbi Tarfon holds no problem. Even if it's a little cut off, maybe it's still hadar. Maybe because the avo's leaves cover up the top, so you don't see it's really chopped off on top. So it still could be hadar even without having the top on. Good. Remember we had that amazing comment of the Rush a day or two ago. I think I said it quickly, but remember, it's a more comment, the sliding scale of the definition of hadar. Remember, we had it by lulav, I think it was, right? That we had the Gemara said earlier that one of the Tanaim said, oh, it must be that a lulav yavesh is kosher, because after all, so-and-so in such a city, they were morish the lulavim to their children. So obviously, if they're morish decades later, it must be that a dry lulav is kosher. And what did the Gemara say? Ein shas hatzchak raya. Don't bring me a raya from Shas HaTzchak. So the Ravid said that Shas HaTzchak, what does that mean? It means, no, don't bring me a raya. Yavish is puzzle. The only reason they gave it to their kids was that there was no other lulav in town. They didn't want them to forget what it's like to take a lulav. So they told them to shake a lulav, even though it was totally dried out and it was puzzle. And for sure, you can't make a bracha on it. But the Rush quoted the Ravid there. I didn't read it inside. Maybe I'll read it right now. The Rush quoted the Ravid there and said, no, that's not what Ein Shas HaTzchak raya means. Ein Shas HaTzchak raya means, they can even make a bracha on it. And in this situation, it is Nechshav Hadar. And just because if it wouldn't be a Shas HaTzchak, you would not be able to use it. And you would not be able to make a bracha on it. But because this is Shas HaTzchak, you're able to use it. And you're able to make a bracha on it. Says the, again, he quotes this from the Ravid this is in Simon Yudalin, in our parak. And the Rush says, "Umilashin ein shasat chak raya eno mora al pirizeh." I don't think the Rav is right. Elakol hani psuli. But how do you define hadar? And what's a problematic lulav? If it's dried out and you can get another one, that's a problem. But if it's dried out and you can't get another one, then this is the most beautiful thing you can find. Beauty is in the. It depends on relative situations. Masra nakasov lachachamim. Vehem amru shalobashas adchak afilu bidyevid lo yatza. Kadeshi yizaru yisrael b'mitzvahs. Ava b'makam adchak hechshiram. Kivan sheyefshar bin yinacher mevarchan aleim. An amazing comment of the Rush about shas adchak and the flexibility in terms of how we define yavish. Okay. We continue. And remember that Ravid on, chopped off hadasim about kfar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu. And he had that lashon that I had a prophetic vision about hadasim that are chopped off. Machlokas achronim, whether that mamish means that he had a prophetic vision, or he's just talking very, you know, poetically, and it just means that he figured it out, and that he had siyata shmaya when he learned. Okay. Rabbi Yasa, katsalik lahacha, when Rabbi Yasa used to visit from Bavel, and he used to come here to Eretz Yisrael, because we are within Talmud Yerushalmi, so he used to come here. Chamtun mevachman hadasi. He saw people choosing their hadasim very carefully. Omar, lama bnei ma'aravim mevachman hadasim. What are they choosing their hadasim so carefully? Meaning, Rabbi Yasa came along and said, because he must hold that you don't have to be so careful. Meaning, the Karban Eda explains, he held that even if they're not avos, even if you don't have the three leaves on one horizontal level, it's still kosher. As long as kivan sheyesh b'mino avos, the Karban Eda says. So you have to be so careful. And he holds like Rabbi Tarfon, that you don't need hadar when it comes to hadasim. So what do they keep choosing so carefully for? V'lo sham yadamer of Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the answer we said to him is, what do you mean? But what about the pasuk in Ezra? When Ezra Sofer told the B'nai Yisrael to get ready for Sukkis, he said to them, v'ashe yeshmiu v'yaviru kol b'chol arehem, and the continuation of the pasuk, Ubi Yerushalayim Leimar Tzuahar, go to the mountain, Vahaviu Ali Zayis Ali Ati Shemin, bring leaves of olive trees and Ale Hadas, Va'ale Tamarim, Va'ale Eitz Avos, La'asos Sukkis Kakasuv. In the pasuk, when Ezra says, go gather the what you need for Sukkis, he has two separate phrases, Ale Hadas and Ale Eitz Avos. So you see the two separate things. So the Gemara says, Lo Yadas, Lo Yeitz Avos, aren't Hadasim Anaf Eitz Avos? So why is it they listed separately in Ezra? It must be Ela Hadas Lasukka. It must be what we call Hadas, that is, what could be used for Schach. Ve'eitz Avos Lelulav. So you see there's a difference? Meaning, and that's why people here in Eretz Yisrael are makbid to check out and find the Hadasim, properly and not just to rely on any, the min that has the avos, period. Reb Zeira havatakaleh. Reb Zeira was takala. What does that mean? So many different pshatim that what he was takala. So the Karban Eidah here quotes two pshatim. What is takala? Haya kosher lulula v'acharkach takala des l'tocho. He had his lulav all set up with his eged and then he stuck the hadasim in. That's what he did. Takala. He stuck it in. He inserted. Lishna achrina. Or others say, well, we were just talking about the pasuk by Ezra, that the Ezra announced, go make sure you find proper dalaminim. So taka from the word tkia. He blew horns and he announced, go find proper dalaminim. B'tkia shofar hodia lahem likach eitz avos ba'shalosh shalosh lahadas. V'chech idasa Ezra, just like Ezra did, so too this Reb Zeira did as well. Period. Back to this, we had a couple of weeks ago an amud about brachos, about building the sukkah. So we have another amud like that. Here we go. Ha'oseb, so, lulav la'atzmo, omer. And we've said that these Yerushalmis are quoted by the Rishonim in the Bavli, in the brachos sugyas. Ha'oseb, lulav la'atzmo. If somebody makes their lulav, what does that mean, makes their lulav? Puts the dalad minim together and wraps them. Hosalul v'atzma omer, they make a bracha. Baruch Asher k'dishana b'mitzvot v'sivanu la'asos lulav. Wow. La'acher, and if you make it for somebody else, la'asos lulav l'shmo. And then you make a lulav l'shmo, l'shem lulav. Where does the bracha come from? Right, where does the bracha come from? So we've noted in the past the thought of the Netziv. Right, the Netziv in the last she'iltos, Kuf Samach Tes, the Netziv's comments on the Shulchan Rabbi Chaigon, that's where the She'iltos mentions, the Mechaivin de Beis Yisrael, Lomevin Metalalta Omeisiba, Shiva Yom. Right? The She'iltos is, you could call it a Sefer HaMitzvahs, but it's more a Sefer Halacha. Not everything that is, it talks about a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has three or four on every Parsha, the Gaonim, to learn Al Seder HaParsha. Sometimes he has things in places that we wouldn't have expected it. Right? In Parsha Shmos, he has the halacha of Dan Lakav Schus, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Dan Lakav Schus, and the halacha of and the mitzvah of Mila, because Moshe Rabbeinu, and so they has them in all different places. So in Kuf Samach Tes, in the end of in Zos Habracha, the Mechayvin the Beis Yisrael Lamevin Mitalato Meisaba. It's a mitzvah. It's an obligation to build a sukkah and sit in it. Shiva yomei. Dichsis chagas tasalcha shivas yamim. Basukas teishu shivas yamim. So it says chagas sukas tasalcha. So that's why the Netziv wonders to build a sukkah. That's the mitzvah. So there is some evidence throughout Shas. The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Nedarim that talks about building a sukkah. There's a couple of other remuzim that even building the sukkah could be a mitzvah. But sitting in the sukkah is the mitzvah. What do you mean building the sukkah? So if you look in, I didn't mention this last time in Medrash Belo Chiddush. Rav Yochanan Ben Shapurlau says, don't take it so seriously. Don't take it that he was like a contemporary of the Netziv. So he doesn't quote the Hemik Shela, he just quotes the She'iltos, the Rav Yochanan Ben Shapurlau. Remember, he wrote the Sefer Mitzvot of Sadia Gaon was really just three pages. It's a poem that every two words is a poem about the mitzvah. So Rav Sadia Gaon writes 50 pages on every two words. So that's why we have three mammoth volumes. So here on page 179 in the first volume, he talks about this. He says, there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. The Shildos doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean it. He means to build a sukkah to sit in for 7 days. Right? Don't be so medayik in this. Devade leka mitzvah lasos lo sukkah. Dafka. Sharia filu sukkah's ganbak barakbash. Right? We know a goy can build your sukkah. Anybody can build your sukkah as long as it's built l'shem tzel. L'shem shade. Kaimon de ksheris avilach afila He says, the Yerushalmi says that you make a bracha on sukkah, on building a sukkah. That also doesn't prove to me that it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. He says, ain raya, to say that building a sukkah is a mitzvah daraisa. Adarabba, first of all, our Bavli does not hold of this. But the Bavli says, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. And that's what we hold. And even from the Yerushalmi, he says, look in the Yerushalmi in lieu of a gazel. Ain shum raya, there's no raya from here that it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's just that the Yerushalmi holds that you make a bracha on hechsher mitzvahs. But not that this is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Al karchach, the time of the Yerushalmi, ainu mishum desfira le degam ha'asiyah mitzvah b'fnei atzma. El mishum desfira le degam hechsher v'achana le mitzvah t'una bracha. Because the Yerushalmi also says, asiyas tfilin, mavarech lasos tfilin, asiyas lulav, avagav de bahachi leka shum remez v'remiza b'krab asiyas an klau. Right? Making tfilin. The al karchach, time of the Yerushalmi, ainu elika de amran. V'lachain, kavanas ha'shiltos, is basically da mitzvah shetia lo sukkah kol shiva v'gam sheyeshi ba kol shiva l'chol tzrachav v'nok on lashon lemevid. He just says lemevid kalishna dekra chag asukas tasa l'chatz. He doesn't get so excited about this. He says no, it's just an extra mitzvah. Don't take the shilta so literally v'chulu. But the nitziv says I'll agree with you halfway. I'll agree with you that there's no independent mitzvah of building a sukkah. But then the Nitziv does get excited and says, no, but this Shildos is telling me something, is a soda stick. He's telling me that there are two types of Hechsher mitzvahs. Because the Shildos does not say that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha on cutting off the horn from the ram. Right? There's no bracha on that. There's no mitzvah of cutting the metal in order to make for the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Right, so whatever it is. But the Nitziv says, but building a sukkah and writing mezuzah and kavod Shabbos and getting married, all of these might be hechsher mitzvahs, but the hechsher mitzvahs, haksuvas b'Torah. That's the Nitziv's chiddush, that there's two types of hechsher mitzvahs. If the Torah goes out of its way to say explicitly the hechsher mitzvah, that means there's something significant about this hechsher mitzvah. Right? Ki yikach, by marriage, if it's not a mitzvah. And covenant onik Shabbos are based on psukim in Sefer Yeshayahu. And that's, Yeshayahu Nun Ches. Minucha, Nach, right? You rest on Shabbos. That's, you remember the Perek. Yeshayahu Nun Ches. And Uchzavtam Amuzuz Pesach Lavisharecha. And Chagasukas Tasalacha. So all of these are examples of Chechshem Mitzvah Zatzut Batorah, which have ramifications. You would say Mitzvah Bo Yosemi Bishulcho. You might say Osebe Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah. You might make a Bracha, right? There are halachic nafkaminas. Whether it's Hashem Mitzvah Ksuba Torah or Hashem Mitzvah Zuriza Magdimala Mitzvahs, and others. So there's a lot there, but by the Nitziv. So let's continue, though, the next piece. So why did I mention this now? Because then it's, the Hemek Sheila says towards the beginning, he says, and it must be, it says in the Yerushalmi Nekeh Bracha on Lulav. Where by Lulav does it say Hashem Mitzvah Ksuba Torah? Ha'osa Lulav, it must be a hekesh between Lulav and Sukkah. He says that's what you have to say. Because why else would you say lulav? If my yesod is right, that the only possibility is to make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah ksuba b'Torah, so what about lulav? That's not a hechsher mitzvah ksuba b'Torah. It must be a hekish to sukkah. Okay, we continue. Kishu notes lo ma'u. When you take the lulav, oh my bracha shekel shem elav zivanu al natilas lulav nispalo ba. And later, when you use it to daven and to add in, and that's when you do the nanuim in Hallel, Omer, Baruch Shechianu v'kimenu v'gianu l'zman hazeh. So our minhag is to make the Shechianu with the beginning of the Netila. There are those, as I've said, Machlokes, the Tur and the Rambam Arizal, about when you should do the bracha of Anatilas Lulav. Right? Some, I think the Arizal, and the minhag of Svard is to make the, try to do the Netilas Lulav in the Sukkah, to be, connect the two mitzvahs, and sometimes it's hard to do that right before Hallel, so you can do that in the morning. But the others say, no, the mitzvah is to do it right, connected to the Hallel, to the Nanuim, different minhagim. Umevarech alav kol sha'a shi'unotlo. And you make a bracha kol sha'a. What's kol sha'a? Every day. Every day, that's how the Mefarshim explain this. Every day you make a new bracha al natilas lulav. Unlike the Yerushalmi earlier said, we don't paskin this way, you make a bracha on sukkah once. Make a bracha on sukkah once, we had a daylight, we make a bracha whenever we go into the sukkah. Right, but the Yerushalmi said earlier, no, once. Why? because the Gemara explained, Sukkah lo mifsiki yamim leilos. The mitzvah of Sukkah starts at the beginning of Sukkot and continues day and night for 7 days. So once you do it once, there's no hefsek. Lulav, there's no mitzvah at night. So every day is a new mechayiv of the mitzvah, and therefore we make a bracha each time. We make a bracha both times anyway, but that's the Yerushalmi Shita. Ketzen mevarach aner Chanukah. Once we're on the topic, what about Neiris Chanukah? What's the bracha? So Rav Amar, Baruch Asher Kedoshim Mitzvanu, Al Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Al. Right? That's not the bracha that we say. We say Lahadlik. But Al Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Why do we say Lahadlik? So we mentioned this in Chanukah Shirim, this unbelievable comment. The Rambam, all the Rishonim discuss, when do you say Al and when do you say Li? Right? Pesachim Dav Zayin. When do you say Al, when do you say Li? All the different rules. Every Rishon has their rule, and there's 20 exceptions to everybody's rule, which they have to figure out, because this doesn't seem to be smooth and all. So one of the Rambam's rules, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, you say Li before you do the mitzvah, you say Al after you, if you already did the mitzvah. So you say Al Atilas Lulav because you already picked up the Lulav and you're really Yotze already. But you say li before, when you're about to do the mitzvah, that's li. But the Rambam then says, but what about Netilas Yadayim and Shechita? Ala Shechita you say beforehand. Ho'ol k'divrei Rishus saying. They're divrei Rishus. Who says Yishach? Don't eat meat today. Because it's a Dvar Rishus, that's another reason why you would say al. Why you would say al. So, ask the Ravid, al Mikra Megillah. Why do you say al Mikra Megillah? You do it before, you should say li. You should say li, says the Ravid, maybe because it's derabanan. And mi daraisa, it's kind of like a dvar rishus. And if you want to say it's derabanan, and that's why you say amikra megillah, what about lahadlik ner shel Chanukah? Right? What's the difference? Amikra megillah, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So says the Ravid, two answers. Second answer, mibnei shezu abracha, hukva'a al hanera sheba mikdash, shehen shel Torah, lefichach asu'u kishel Torah. Wow. The Ravid says, because this mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah is patterned after and is a hemshech and reminds us of the Neiris and the Mikdash. And the Mikdash, it was a mitzvah daraisa, and they said lahadlik ner shel Mikdash, whatever the bracha was. So that's what we also say lahadlik. When every time we say the bracha of lahadlik by Neiris Chanukah, we should be thinking of Beis HaMikdash. Why we're saying lahadlik? Because it's patterned after that. That's the Ravid explaining the Rambam right here in Yud Aleph Tezvav in Hilchas Brachas. Hilchas Brachas. You can learn Hilchas Chanukah. You're not going to find that Ravid. Right, the Rambam says lahadlik there, but that, this Ravid is only Hilchos Brachos. Okay. Hakol modim yantif rishon shu omer anetilas lulav. Everybody agrees that on the first day of Sukkot, you make the bracha anetilas lulav. That's a mitzvah daraisa. Ma pligin b'shar kal yamim. The machlokes, the Gemara says machlokes, what about the other days? What's the bracha of lulav on the other days? Why? Because we know mitzvah daraisa of lulav outside the base of Migdash, it's only day one. Ulakachtim lachem ba yamarishon. Rabbi Yochanan amar anetilas lulav. That's the bracha. That's what we say. We say it every day. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, al mitzvahs zakenim. You make a more inclusive bracha, the mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan. Al mitzvahs zakenim. Mitzvahs zakenim. Says the Pnei Moshe, right? Because to remind ourselves that this is a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Kadesha yedu shihumi divrehem. To remind us that it is, to Rabbanan. Let's continue. Ma amar rav velulav. So, we're going to talk about each one. So we just had a machlokes about the other days of Sukkot, machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. But by Chanukah, Rav said, you said, al mitzvahs ner Chanukah. One second. But Rav said, al mitzvahs ner Chanukah, that's a didrabanan. So would Rav make a chilek between Chanukah and the other days of Sukkot? So ma amar rav lulav, Gemara says, ma im Chanukah shimi devrayim. If Chanukah, which is purely derabanan, hu omer amitzvahs ner Chanukah, he doesn't say the all-inclusive. He says a specific bracha ner Chanukah. So lulav shu dvar Torah kol shekein. So surely lulav, which has ikaro min haTorah, the first day is daraisa, and this is an expansion. So l'chora, he would say the specific bracha also by lulav. Ma amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi b'Chanukah. What about the other way? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, who says by lulav, the last 6 days, you say al mitzvahs zakenim. So what would he say by Chanukah? Would he say that all that's all by Chanukah too? Ma im lulav shu dvar Torah amar al mitzvahs zakenim. So if by lulav, which has a root, midaraisa, he says, you say the general mitzvahs zakenim, Chanukah, you mean the very much zakenim. So surely Chanukah also, he would say the general bracha of al mitzvahs zakenim. So according to Rav, there's no shayla. According to Rav Shimon Levi, there's no shayla. Our only question is Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tzur chadila ma'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chanukah. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you would say, Al Natzi Lav Lulav, on the other 6 days of Sukkot, what would he say by Hanukkah? Maybe he would only say, Al Natzi Lav Lulav by Lulav, because it's Ikar Min HaTorah. By Hanukkah, maybe he would say, Al Mitzvah Sakenim, or not. That's the only question. We don't have an answer what Rabbi Yochanan would say about that. It's interesting, what the Bracha on Mitzvah Sakenim, it gives the impression that the Mitzvah Derabanan is not so much the din, the specific mitzvah, but it's more the general of listening to the Zakenim, which we've had many sources about before, the Meshech Chachma and Parsha Shoftim, which we like to quote, that din and Derabanan, the Iker isn't as much the inherent what they said, but that you need to listen to them. Right, and that explains the Rambam's Lo Sasur about the Safik and Vadai, but like he gives the mashal of Morib Malchus, right? If you don't listen to the king, person's Chayiv Misa. So does Hashem really care about the king building a road through your backyard? So why are you Chayiv Misa? He says, no, the point of listening to the king is listening to the king, not so much the content of what the king says. So it's not, that's not inherently divine as Didim Daraisa. So that's the same thing by here. The bracha, Mitzvah Zakenim, gives that impression. Chia Berei Derav Mevarech Al Kapam Vopam. Chia Berei Derav made a bracha on each day, Lulav. Each day of Lulav, he made the bracha like we said before. Rav Chuna Lo Mevarech Al Kapam Achaz Bavad. Rav Chuna only made the bracha on the first day. Only the first day. Why? Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yosef b'taim Rav Chuna. Why? Demai, because it's like Demai. Demai, remember, Demai is Tua that you're not sure if Tumas Maaser was taken off. Rov HaMe'ar, it's Armaaser, but it's still Derabanan. Chazal say you have to. So that Hafrasha is only Derabanan. So we don't make a bracha on Hafrasha's Demai. So Demai mi Divrayim v'shar kol ha'yamim mi Divrayim. Demai, Hafrasha's Demai is Derabanan. And the other days of Sukkot is Derabanan. Ma Demai ma'ar v'archan alav, avshar kol ha'yamim v'archan alav. Just like Demai, Hafrasha's Demai, you don't make a bracha on that Hafrasha, because it's Derabanan. So too, the other days of Sukkot, you don't make a bracha. We don't paskin this way. Right? The Bavli, Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, quotes two different reasons. No, don't compare Demai to other mitzvahs Derabanan. Demai is Mishum Safik. Demai, you don't know. So you're just doing it as a chumrah. A mitzvah Derabanan Bevados, that you make a bracha on. Don't compare Hanukkah and Demai. Right? That's the, and other mitzvahs Derabanan. Right? So that's the Gemara. Vaday did devrayim boi bracha, Safik did devrayim lo boi bracha. That's a baya, Shabbos Chav Gimel, Amid Aleph. And number two, Rava says, Demai is a super chumra, Rov Amayar's master name. It's not just a Safik, it's a chumra. And here it's not a chumra, it's a din. So therefore we paskin that you do make a bracha different than Demai. Mishnah. Esrog, Galgazaval Yavish Pasol, down to number four. Esrog, stolen in Yavish or Pasol, shall Sheriff Jernidakas Pasol, shall Arla Pasol. Huge topic. I don't have time to go into it now. Why is Arla? Arla is Asur Bahana. Is Arla possible because it's not yours? So what about the other days? Is Arla possible because it's Asur Bahana? And Tosfos says you have to burn Arla, right? One of them is Srafin, and therefore it's Kedushim Echle Shiure, all different days. Is Arla possible because getting Hana'a from it constitutes an Avera, and Mitzvah Bab Avera, but Mitzvah Zav Lehenosinu. But it's saving you money by using it and not having to buy another one. All discussion of Arla. Shal Truma Temeya Pasol, you can't use Truma Temeya either, because it's not Ro'i La'achila. It's not fully Lachem for all intents and purposes. V'shal Tahora Lo Yita. Truma Tahora, you shouldn't use. Why? The Gemara has two days. You shouldn't use it either because as you use it, it's just going to get rubbed out and it's going to become less, or you're going to make it wet because your hands are going to be wet from the Dalad Minim, which you had in the water, and then you're going to make your Esrog wet, and then it's going to become mukshal akabal tuma, which is not appropriate. So lechadchila, you shouldn't use a truma tahor. If not a kosher, but we have it as kosher. Vishel demai, an esrog of demai. Beishamay postlin. Beishamay says no pasul because it's aser derabanan. Beisil machshir. Beisil machshir. Why? Because fundamentally demai is mutter to eat. Right? The Mishnah says in demai that if you're really poor, then you're allowed to eat demai. And a person can be mafgrol and a chasim and become poor. So technically, demai is mutter and beisil is machshir. Vishal meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, similar to truma tahora, lo yitol v'imnatal kasher. Period. Siv, priyetz hadar, eitz shapir yo hadar, ve'etzo hadar, priyetz hadar, a tree whose fruit and branches are beautiful. Ve ze 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 esro. Says the Gemara, itema rimona, if you want to say no, it means a pomegranate. That's a beautiful fruit. No, pir yo hadar ve'etzo hadar. That's nice fruit, but the tree is not so beautiful. In Tamar Charuva, if it's caribs, Eitzo Hadar v'Imperio Hadar. You only need both. You know both. Ezezeh, ze Esrog. Esrog's the only one that's both. Remember, this din, a pre-Eitzo Hadar being an Esrog, is one of the two halachas that the Rambam quotes. Five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. Remember, there are five categories of the Rambam. Number one is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Number two is Pirushim HaMukubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. What's in that category? The Rambam only quotes two things. Number one, Pri Eitz Hadar is Esrog. Number two, Ayin Tach Zayin is money. Right? So this is a Mesorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Other drushes of Hadar. Hadar, Amar Rabbi Levi, Shehudar B'ilano Mishan L'Chaverta. An Esrog could stay on the tree from year to year. It won't fall off and go bad. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, Teragim Achilles. We had him a few months ago. Some say Achilles is Unkelis. Some say it's someone else. Unkelis or Achilles translated Hadar. Hadar, Hidur. Hidur in Greek means water. Ilan Shehu Gadol al Pnei Amayim. A tree that needs a lot of water. A lot of watering. A lot of watering. Can't just rely on the rain. It needs a lot of watering. So Hidur. It's interesting that the Torah then is alluding to a Greek language. There are a couple of times. Totafos. You have a couple of Aramaic words in the Torah. Tzni, Reb Shimon Bayecha, Yulukachtam Lachem Pri Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shepiryo Hadar Veitzo Hadar. Right, the fruit is Hadar and the wood. Tam Piryo Ketam Eitzo. It's where the taste of the fruit is similar to the taste of the wood. Tam Eitzo Ketam Piryo. Really? It's similar? So the Kapos Tamarim, we mentioned him yesterday, the Kapos Tamarim says that by most fruit, you have the fruit inside, that's what's edible, and then you have the peel. Right, so then the fruit and the tree, the branch, they're totally different worlds. So, but esrog, most of the esrog is peel. There are different levels of peels. There's the thin outside, and then there's the white rind. Like most of it is the rind, bitter. So that's closer to the branch, to tasting like a branch. Right, that's why that's what he suggests. Tam etzo ketam pirio. Pirio domila etzo, veetzo le pirio. Also, they're similar to each other in terms of hadar. Some say, wonder that we already said that. Esrog. So Esrog has all of these midos. Rabbi Yaakov Dromia pointed out Masnisa, the Mishnah in Erevin that says that you cannot use Demai for your Erev. Deloka Beishamai, that you can use Demai is against Beishamai here, because Beishamai says, if it's Demai, you can't use it for Esrog, and we assume you can't use it for Erev either. Detanina, Vishal Demai, Bishamai, Postlam, Bishal Machshirin, Vishal Machshirin, Bishalayim, Lo Yitol, Vim Natal, Kasher. So the Mishnah in Erevin that allows you to use Ma'arvin, B'Demai, is following Beis Hillel. Good. Let's just read the Mishnah. Also, Chazazas al Rubo, if you have, more talking about the Esrog, if you have a lot of boils on your Esrog, on the majority of it, Nitla, Pitmaso, if the Pitim was removed, Nikev, you have a hole. Nikloth, it was peeled, the outer layer. Nislak, you have a crack in the esro. Chaser kalshu, pasul, and it's missing some. So all of these are pasul. Also, chazal sabiyuto, if you only have a couple of boils on a minority, nital ukso, if the ukits was removed, right, that's the part which is attached to the tree. Nikev, lo chaser kalshu, if it has a hole, you stuck a needle in it, you took it out, but it's not missing anything. Kasher. Esrog akushi pasul, a black esrog is pasul, hayarok kakarsin, but a very green esrog, like a leek, remeir machshir, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Okay, there's a lot to talk about on that Mishnah, but we will stop here.